Federal dollars have started flowing to the largest city in western Massachusetts to help with the recovery from the pandemic. The city of Springfield's received more than $3.5 million so far from grant programs set up as part of the $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus bill known as the CARES Act. While some of the money is earmarked for services for the homeless, guidelines for spending the rest have not been announced, according to Springfield Chief Administration and Finance Officer T.J. Plant.
So we're still trying to figure out the best way to be strategic on how to spend it.
The Springfield City Council voted to accept the federal grant awards. The council held an official meeting virtually Monday night, a first. To respond to the emergency, Plant said the city's authorized to spend up to $10 million above what's been budgeted. The single largest expense so far has been to erect and equip three large tents that will be used to provide medical services to the homeless. Plant said bills for that project come to just over $600,000 so far. He said the city's keeping a diligent record of everything that gets spent on the emergency and will seek to be fully reimbursed. Because a federal disaster declaration's been made, Plant said money will likely be available from several sources to pay for immediate needs and future recovery projects.
My hope is at the end of the day, Springfield comes out ahead where we have, you know, services, or we can put more money into our small business programs, into other things that our residents need, and then be able to maximize the federal government assistance.
At some point, the city council will want a full accounting, said Councilor Jesse Letterman.
And I think that flexibility is necessary during the state of emergency, but what I would like to see in the future is maybe would there be a finance committee meeting or something like that where all of this could be sort of an accounting made. That we could go over and receive a briefing.
Springfield has also received $200,000 from the state, part of a $5 million emergency payout to local boards of health. The city's Health and Human Services Commissioner, Helen Colton Harris, said the money will go toward the purchase of equipment.
We have ordered PPE, we've ordered thermometers, we've ordered gauze, we've ordered everything that might be necessary for us to have in our clinics to be able to manage this.
The city's public health agency is also increasing its staffing. Nurses from the Springfield Public Schools are being transferred to work on contact tracing. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.